Well, Sergeant Bluff Luton football is in it to the state semifinals for a second consecutive year. We're talking now with their head coach, Justin Smith. Coach, always exciting when you can end your year as one of the Final Four. I guess just speak to, you know, what that means, to the program there.
It means that our kids bought into, you know, what we preach up here all the time. You know, being good teammates and being really tough kids, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And then just getting better every day in practice is, you know, that's the goal.
Yeah, and this is a team that, you know, did it last year in 3A and then moves up to 4A and continues to have that success. What is it that made this team a state semifinal caliber team in your eyes?
Well, I mean, we have talented young men, that's for sure. And they just work really hard. You know, they believe in themselves. Even after that first game, you know, where we struggled a little bit, they, never stopped believing in themselves and kept fighting. And, like I said, it's about daily improvement. Our kids just really buy into that.
You look back at your quarterfinal, a really, really impressive showing against the defending state champion, North Polk. Tell me about that game and what stood out to you from your guys there on Friday night?
Our offensive and defensive lines were able to, you know, control that game from start to finish. That was a big physical team that we played, and our guys just stepped up to the challenge.
Yeah, I know in talking to you, you know, throughout the year, you've mentioned this is, you know, definitely not your biggest group by any means, but you've been able to run the ball really, really well and play really good defense. How important has maybe like technique and fundamentals been in the trenches when you guys maybe don't quite have the size?
You know, those things are always important. You know, how you play, the fundamentals you play with, technique you play with. And then a lot of times it just comes down to effort. We just have kids that just play really hard.
What have been the one or two biggest areas of growth for your team as you guys have navigated through the season?
Offensive line, for sure. No doubt about it. And then, I just think the growth in our skill positions, the ability to make plays, as the year's gone, those guys are just stepping up and making plays.
Yeah, and I know you guys have had a lot of different guys that have had to step up, at different times this year. And I know a lot of coaches always preach the next man up mentality. Seems like you guys have really lived that this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've had a couple of injuries and, we lost a three-year starter at, our boundary outside backer, and we had a junior step in. He's doing a great job. We lost Ryan Houston, in week two against Lewis Central, and he just got back last week and got a few plays in. But Becca Veras has stepped in, really well for him. He's rushed for 1,000 yards and is playing good football.
So now looking ahead, as you get to Cedar Falls facing Pella there on Thursday, early thoughts on this matchup and the challenges they'll present to your team?
Really well coached. You know, they have great tradition there, and I know it's a new coach there for the first time in a long time, but it's just, same system basically. And we've never played them, never really studied them on film, but they just do things really well. They're tough kids. They look a lot like us in a lot of ways.
What are the most important things for your team there on Thursday?
Yeah, it sounds redundant, but blocking and tackling and getting off blocks. We got to be physical. We got to win the point of attack.
I know, the cliche is that it's just football, no matter where you play it, but there's a lot that goes into playing in a semifinal game, and your program's been there before. A lot of these kids got experience that last year. Do you feel like that helps you guys as you prepare for this week?
It might help just with the familiarity of, the travel plan, and, we're playing at the same time, I think, as we did last year. So, there's some familiarity with that. I think that probably helps. And, so those maybe jitters that they might have had last year, they're probably not there right away.
Justin Smith, head football coach, Sergeant Bluff Luton, as his team gets ready for a state semifinal. Coach, appreciate the time today and best of luck.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.